o'clock or 8:30. Well, those that are davening are up at 7 o'clock. But those davening at 7:30, they're up at 7. Most people don't say the Shema then. Even though according to the Rabbi Yon, the Rabban, and the Beis Yosef, you should say the whole Shema then. And the Mechaber never says so. It does say the Mitzvah Vesikin. But Vesikin that's couched in the Mechaber, in order to say Shema, would Nathan then say Tzvila right away. But you're not going to do that. You're davening at Tzibur, assuming that Tzibur is more important. We'll assume for the moment. There is a Bira Lacha, that the Zahirim give Vesikin, can even daven the Yechidus. The Yechidus, he quotes our Mishnah in Brachos Konveyes. This is the Bira Lacha Umitzvah. So the Pesach here, the Raya from Konveyes is not a good Raya. They can Tzvila B'Tzibu. The guy that davened Shema Nebet, can he daven B'Tzibu later on? Then he didn't do Tzvila B'Tzibu. That's how Pesach this Mishnah Guru is right. Many Pesach disagree with him. Even though they disagree, many of them say, you should say Shema alone before sunrise. And then daven, that's the whole daven later on. Could be, you only can say if you hit exactly the jackpot, Shema just before sunrise. You say Shema 20 minutes before sunrise, then you wouldn't have that extra mile. You can't prove from the mission any more than that guy saying about the sun's about to rise. That may be Bidoka, and you know, Shri Shema the rice, I'll say that wrong. But Shema, and half an hour before that, that's not Doka, so it's not clear. It's not clear about it. Pashas in the mission is, if you know the sun's rising at 7:15, and now it's 7:12, should say Shema, and then daven everything later on. It's hard to get out of, that mission. But even that didn't have found the favors from Shulchan Aruch. Okay, this is the introduction to Hilchos Kriyat Shema. And once again, the Mishnah Berurah says it all explicitly, that the most people don't get up until Mishnah Yakir, and therefore you shouldn't say Shema Achil before that time, according to the Ramban. But to the Eved, as we see in Shulchan Aruch, it can be Yotzei Shema from as early as Alos HaShachar. Alos HaShachar is 4 mil before the sunrise. What's 4 mil before the sunrise? Well, the mil is a question of what it is. Is it 18 minutes or is it 22 and a half? So 4 mil is either 72 or 90 minutes before the sunrise. That's the Gra says that's only in Yerushalayim, that's only in the springtime. And the time can change depending on the time of the year, longer in summer. And it also depends upon the place where you are. The further north you are, the greater the time. I believe in New York, the earliest equivalency of 72 minutes and the smallest equivalency of the springtime is 80 minutes, if I'm not mistaken. And it can get much bigger. I'm working with the 18 minute, 72 minute shear. We'll have a longer shear, but it's much longer. We'll get to that in a minute. What shear is really appropriate for us. Alright, is everything clear? The question you can answer. When do you count these hours? Here's the big question. Since Sif talks about the Brewer. According to the Bilman Avram, you count the hours, the 12 hours from Alos HaShachar until Tesla Kavav. Whoa! That's the famous Bilman Avram's Makrishma. This is a killer. The Bilman Avram's Makrishma can get brutal sometimes. I mean, it can be before 8 o'clock in the morning. That's not a yeshivish time. It's on Shabbos. So we've been to find the Gra. Phew! The Gra said you have to count the hours from sunrise to sunset. Well, the Assad gets these days. I think in New York City, I guess it's 10 to 9. Because I think it's always it gets in the very beginning of April, about 10 to 9. And Morgan Abraham's man is that much earlier. How much earlier is Morgan Abraham's man? Well, just like a quick calculation. Well, not mathematics over here. So if you take a 72 minutes, it's just for argument's sake, 72 minutes. So you start 72 minutes earlier, you end 72 minutes later. You know from how long this will take. So every hour in effect is what? So you have let's see, our hour on the average day is 60 minutes, right? So the Mogan Abram's hour is in effect 72 minutes. Right, 7:20 between sunrise and sunset, the average day, that's 12 hours. You had 72 before, 72 after, which happens to work out. So you have your 12 hours is 720 plus 72 plus 72. So every hour is 72 minutes. So you have 72 minutes, and then that'll take you till sunrise. And you add another 144 minutes instead of 180 minutes that we had. So your Mogan Avraham Zman is going to be 36 minutes before the Gra Zman. I don't know if you follow the math, but that's what it comes out to. How do you follow the straights then 72? If you add, what we say in New York, it gets longer than that. And in the summer, that's even longer than that. And my personal view is that the Mogan Avraham's own view is not 72, but really 90. At least I can't explain right now. His meal, I think, is 22 and a half minutes, and 90. And the 90 in New York is even longer. So therefore, the Magen Avraham Zman, if you ask me, if you want to put the Magen Avraham Zman, even if you were in Yerushalayim, if you go back 45 minutes before the before Azman at 36, and if you're in New York, you have to go for longer than that. That's what I said, 50-something minutes, and therefore, you can even get to be before 8 o'clock in the morning. That's good, according to my understanding. According to the other understanding, you can only get to as early as, 8:15, approximately, in New York at this time of the year, any time of the year, okay, before they change the clock. These are the Zmanim. Ah, I get many yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael to be a machmir at the Magen Avraham. And in America, you don't like to get us a room. So the many yeshivas is the yeshivas I grew up. What happens if you go to shul and on a Shabbos they daven late? They have a big problem. So the Ramah seems to say, what you do is you say Shema on your own before only Shema. That's it, only Shema. Raw doesn't like that. This is the Vatal Sevilla School of Tefillah. If you daven the whole thing, be a chidus. It's much more so the Gra. But there are many people who disagree with the Gra. But the best thing to do is to find an inyan, start on time. Okay? So Zman Krishna is a very big inyan. Mishra said that if you're perfect, this is Zman Krishna, it's Uvul, Uvul, so you call this one, you can't fix it up. You should try very hard to make this Zman. Okay. Fine. The people is very strong about this. You have to make sure to make this man, and even if it means skipping this, skipping this, skipping this, skipping this, you gotta get this man on top. And on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur, you have to do it. If the shoes miss this man, take your own minion earlier, or at least say Shema by yourself, at least something or other. Okay. What's the seeking? As the sun rises. Where's the sun rise? The big machlokes. Some say follow the astronomical charts, the calendars. You know, you have a base measure of the calendar down to the second. And you have it only down to the second. I thought they had an atomic clock in the Sikkim minion before someone swiped it in rule 101. An atomic clock which got exactly the right second, and on the chart, you had the right second, and it was boom. That second, they would say, Shmon Esrei. Maybe. On the atomic clock. The problem is, not everyone agrees that's the real Zman. They're sort of different Zman. They were what's called the Neitan Nira, when the sun can actually be seen. And wherever you are, that's not, that depends on so many factors. If you're in the Yerushalayim, so you're looking to the east, there are hills here and hills there, and the secret may be different. Maybe one shear in Arnof, and a different shear in Beis Yisrael, and a different shear, because you're high, you're low. So it's hard for us to understand this. We're Americans, so we figure, come on, that's going to be a chart, tell me exactly, based upon science. So we follow sea level. I must be honest with you, even though the fellow sea level for all other shirim, Shabbos, everything else, and the secret of the greater svara to follow the Neitz HaNira, and see Rufan Shemesh. Nonetheless, my preference is that the Tosafot school in America, see, almost everyone I've been seeing in America is following the sea level chart. In Eretz Yisrael, not that way. They have all kinds of different cheshbonos. You ever see the Pesikim in Yonim? One time Pesikim now, one time Pesikim 20 minutes later, the same. So the most things kind of done in Pesikim. You figure. One is the Neitz HaNira, one is the chart. I don't know, it's tough. You know, different shkias in Eretz Yisrael based on this. I'm not kidding, it's interesting. Alright, so we're here, generally speaking, we follow the chart or follow sea level, to the best of my knowledge. Alright. Here's another one, the yeshiva guys don't like. Oh, before you get that, there are more. Halal Shir Neitz HaKama. It's an hour for the sun to rise.
What?
It's an hour for the sun to rise. Mr. Brooklyn, the grub, who adds two words. Shlish Isur Shah. 2 minutes. Where do you get 2 minutes from? The grub new science. It takes 2 minutes for the sun to rise. From the beginning of sunrise to the end of sunrise, it takes about 2 minutes. You'll ask your scientist. You'll look one day. Don't do the scientist. Look yourself. Go to the assembly. You know. Look up, you'll see when a clear day, you'll see the sun begins to rise. Look at your watch. When it completes to rise, you'll see it's 2 minutes translated. That's Shlisha Shitzah. Say, now with the other gears, I don't understand at all. Alright. Here's what you guys don't like. If you missed, it's not a mace. Yet for the Haktim, the Krosa, the Mehera, call Masha Yukal. The earlier the better. So you can't do that. I can't get up the mace. I'll have the last minute. You know, the Yeshiva got a minute. Is it to make this man Krishna more than 3 minutes? You gotta, my Baal Tashkas are asleep. Gotta make it a minute. This just makes. That's there for many reasons. First, the clock could be wrong, the Zman could be wrong, and the Hatkili is supposed to say that the Gaul Yisrael, also before this, Zman Krishma, the Post can say, this middle school, this field is not the Gaul. Skip the Yisrael as early as you can, once the sun has already risen. What is some of the honest? He's bashful to say so Derek, and he can't dive in the Derek. What does he do? He can read it as early as the Shayal Amun HaShachar, even before Mishayakir. Now, what is Mishayakir in terms of minutes? Doesn't say. How much is Mishayakir after the Alos HaShachar? Assuming the Alos HaShachar was based on a chart. Look on the chart will say 16 degrees beneath the right. That's the chart you have in the Yeshiva. We'll assume that that's the correct Alos HaShachar. What's Mishayakir? There's no official time for Mishayakir. No official time. So what do you do? What do you do? There are different opinions. Some say it's very early. It's only 6 minutes after Alos HaShachar. Some claim. Others say it's early. It's later. But much of the Chumah Degashi, only I think 35 minutes of an average day before the sun rises. So that's another half an hour beyond the Mishayakir of a Prima Gala. It was 6 minutes. So what do we do? The problem. So they have on the chart also, they have 10 degrees beneath the horizon, 11 degrees, if they made up Zmanim. So many possible say, an hour before the sun rises, the Shasat Skak is already assumed to be Mishayakim. Better to wait for Mishayakim for good reason, because there's a challenge with the Yemen. You say the Baruch of Yotzer Or before Mishayakim. Which the Baruch talks about it to be Allah, but not so clear. But I figure you start davening at Alos, Bidiyuk, at Alos, for the Talos and Tfilin before there's a challenge. Either Brock on Talos and Tfilin, you should make before this man of Mishayakim. You put your Talos and Tfilin and say it Alos. You don't make a Brock yet. Wait, you can make a Brock in the Mashmish for Tfilin. And the Sittin says, you go after you finish one Esrei. You don't have any time. So then you figure, you put your Talos and Tfilin at the crack of Alos. It takes a few minutes. You gotta get through the Zimra, you gotta get the Karbonis. Until you get to the Yotzer Or, it's probably gonna be Mishayakim before to the sheet of the Mekilim. Maybe, but again, if you have to talk it down, they're going to go with Alos and rely on the Mechaber, which is going to say Yotzer Or. Even earlier, the Mechaber Rabbi, the rule says, not that way, so the Chatzilish, the Chatzilish away for that time, because the Yeshiva guys are usually not getting up so early anyway. Have to catch a plane or something like that, that's a rarity. Yeah. All right. Fine. Let's go. Siv Dalit. If you read it from Alos HaShachar, you also, even if you're not honest, you also be the Yemen, we don't cancel you and say that you could do it earlier than you really had to, we make a knas. So no, so you don't say. Only about Kroy, it says. Once a month. Give you once a month in sensation to say the Yishma so early. But in a regular, then yotza b'diyevet. If you do rog of a kach, in b'diyevet lo yotza. It's shatat chak. Doesn't matter, what can he do? He has to go to work. He has to go to work. Well, I can't help it. So then it's smooth in any event. This is an amazing thing. You didn't have a marriage. And you woke, you fell asleep and said you closed. You went to the marriage, you fell asleep, and you wake up. Oh, what time is it? Oh. What did you say? What? 5:30 in the morning. Whoa, I'm supposed to get up at 5 or 10 o'clock. I set for 5:30 in the morning. Now, let's assume that I get dressed for the after Alos HaShachar. And I say Shema, the answer is yes. According to some possible, you can be also the Shema Shal Arvis after the Alos HaShachar until the sun rises. Interesting. That's the thing of the day. Make sure to say Shema Shal Shachar after the day. It should be a kind of a time of disaster. So let's go. But how do we miss my Krishna? Mona Lutzlam. If this is not, what do you do? You can still say Shema B'Chosel at the end of the Sosman Tfilo, which is another hour later. You have a start to Korah HaTorah. If you go beyond the fourth hour, you say Shema all day, very nice, without the drops. It's the start of the Mechaber, Siman Nuches Sivvo. The Mishnah is Yaakov argues. What about the Mishnah Brewer? He says, no. You can say the Brewer's Krishma as late as Chatzos. As late as Chatzos. Sefer Mishnas Yaakov says even Aye.
She is in Bir Halacha.
Bir Halacha. Thank you. Mishnas Yaakov says that the Yavid can say until Chatzel. Thank you. Chassidim, unfortunately, sometimes do this. They got up at 11 o'clock in the morning. 11 o'clock in the morning, get down. Come on, I got up at 7, I said Shema, and I rolled over. You know that trick. So the question is, they say Birchas Krishma at 11 in the morning. So going to the Maccabi, the answer is no. But the Mishnah Siakha was the ultimate Misnagah, that's the irony. The ultimate Misnagah was against Chassidim at 100%. He wrote the Tshuva, which enables a Chassidim to get up at 11. To get up to daven at 11 o'clock, and which they often do with the shul on Shabbos, even some during the week. All right, what can you say? I have nothing to say. Fine, so it's hashlumin for the night, for the day, so shalom in shachat. Nun tes yotzer or. Very nice, yotzer or. What's it to say? You say, gotta say yotzer or. So the whole discussion over here, the person made a mistake, it's not a ma'av arovim. Did he correct himself in the middle? I hope this doesn't ever happen to you. Did it ever happen to you to make a mistake like this? Yeah! Oh, you may have to be able to talk about it. I thought it was just an insult of a shechem. Alright, so what do? So if you remember, you say, Shabbat Vara, Maya, Barabim, Machamom, Sad, Sharon, and all the world, what am I doing here? You switch into Yotzer Ar, and you end up Yotzer Amaros. That's okay. But if you say, you just end up everything in the last second, Baruch Ata Hashem. What? Oh, you're very flat outside. Yeah. What's the name? What did you say? Yotze Amoros, instead of Ma'av Aramat, you're not Yotze. Because the whole text you said was a Ma'av bigger text. Oh, it gets complicated. Start again, yeah. Okay, I don't know too much. I hope it never happens to you. I mean, a fluke is a fluke, but this should not be happening. That's why this is happening. You should be getting more sleep or just pull out a sitter. I don't know about that. This should not be happening. Okay, but it happened time of the Gemara, so not surprised it happened here. You're revealed London, Father Gemara. Okay. Some say the Kedusha of Yotzer, which is Kaddosh, a Yachid may say it, and some say Yachid may not say it. So we try to stop the Tzibur, of course. He's having to be a Chidus, he says, Mishaber, with the Trump, and the Ka'adam HaKorei Batar. But Ami, that's Makabe. The meaning of the Ramah is that we say it in any event. So then we don't have to use truck. Alright. And when you answer this Kedushi, you say the Kol Ram. So we do it. We do it every single day. The Tzibur, of course. Here's an interesting Makabe. Birchas Yotzer v'arvis omei mashliach tiba benachas. What does that mean, benachas? That means like this. Ma'ikar adin. And it's a Sfarim used to do it, Mechaber quotes it, that only the Chazal would say it. That's it. Only the Chazal would say the Brachos about, everyone else just was, that's the secret it is. We all have to come, that's the ideal way. Chazal, we lose focus. You know, it's concentrated for a long period of time, it starts to be drifting and dreaming and daydreaming, sleeping. So to prevent that from happening, we all say it ourselves. But equally, then we shouldn't be saying it ourselves, we just listen to the Tzibur. So the way we get the Chap, and the Ebron of Scripture, the Tzibur, is we all say it along the Nachas. I thought Sfarim do it to this day. They don't have Mizrach. They've been in a beautiful, they don't have Mizrach minion. The Chazan said, Yotzero, and the whole business. And everything's out loud. And everyone else says along in a whisper. That's the way it should be done. I've never been in an Ashkenaz Shul to do it, unfortunately. Have you ever been in an Ashkenaz Shul to do it? We talk about the Bible, didn't the first Shul? I don't know. What can I do? Should we try to change it? Yeah. Kyle of Messiah. That's the Chassidim. They say the whole thing. Hachal Yadicha, Hachal Yishabchicha. They say it person by person. They also don't say it. And then they go so fast. It's not too different world. Anyway. So unfortunately, this conference really fell into disuse. I don't know why. I don't know, I just don't know why. Why did it fall into disuse? I can't answer the question. But it's nice, I've never been in Ashkenaz Shul to do it. Ah. I don't know. The fascinating Bir Halacha, which is important for color Torah, it's unbelievable. Shuvah to Rosh is the source of the din says, V'chav and Adivri Hashat v'shtika v'emsa abrocha v'yopon alivo l'dvar ma'cherim hifzit ha'kavana sh'hifzit b'em tzisa v'kol shuvah al-shat tzor l'chav alivo l'chol ma'ashu omer v'yipna alivo l'dvar ma'cherim v'loke lo yotza kor b'piv is yotza v'yipna l'shaloy l'mat v'shomei ha'kavana. You have to be so focused? You have to be so focused? How can it be? Even if you miss a little bit, if you skip a few words, you also have to be the Evid, the Pashtus. You have the Psim and the Hasim. Pashtus is not the Akim. That's the problem which bothers the Mish to be Allah. I have a much worse problem. What do you do with the Gilas Esther? We have the Balkara in Peru. You're all listening. Your mind never wanders ever. It's a long Megillah. You have to think about, you're hungry, you have to think about that role that's waiting for you. Have you think about the Chagiga? Have you think about the Shalom Mother? So what kind of things you think about? And you say, then you start coming home and you say, so you're not so focused. I would call this girl up as a big shout out. This is a big crowd. What am I going to tell you? Minig Yisrael is going to be making them because I wasn't doing it. But this is girl up. It's very frightening. Okay. Fine. Okay. Everyone is always to say the Atzma of Birkas Krishna. They finally made it to print. We no longer follow the Makadam. Chaval. Kachazeh. Biolava mentioned that nowadays things for some reason is different. I don't know why. Okay. Let's go on. You should answer Amen to the Chazan. Chazan can only go to the other because it's a minion. Ramon says, not a minion, you can't do it. The Machadim, you should not answer Amen after Abokh, Rami Swell, the Abba. It's a hefsay. So, what do you do? It's a chsidim. You don't know what they do. Everyone screams out, Abokh, Rami Swell, the Abba. See, if you can't hear anything. If you can't hear anything, you can't answer Amen. Or they answer at the same time. You're not supposed to, if you say it at the same time, at the end of the Chazan, you're not supposed to answer Amen as a rule. So, they do it in the Shtibla. Ramos is looking at Samachala, but he passed because he's supposed to answer Amen. So, the Ashkenaz, really, this original Ashkenaz, the Ramos, is to answer Amen. I to Hefsek? No. Birchas Krishma, not really Birchas HaMitzvah. If it's Birchas HaMitzvah, how can you say the Birchas Krishma after the Selzman Krishma? You say a Bracha HaMeshach Chanukah tonight? That's the Bisman HaMitzvah. So the answer is, it's a Birkas Shabbat Vodol, the Rav Barakas. So the Afron all follow the Ramah. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Brewer himself takes on himself to go against the Ramah. So it's unusual. Better than that, the end of the Chazan, to get out of the Shabbat. Very interesting. Many yeshiva, they call the Ramah. Ramah. So the Mishnah Brewer, for some reason, was taken by the other post, I don't know why, to avoid the Shabbat by finishing with the Chazan. You only avoid the Shalom. You know why? There's some folks going to say, after Abokh Rami Sobi Abi, you have to answer Amen after your own Brach, Birchas Atzma. End of a series, like Tzon Yerushalayim Amen. Some say, someone says, Abokh Rami Sobi Abi Amen. So even if you say with the Chazan, you don't get out of the Shalom, because Amen it is. Although we only have to Tzon Yerushalayim, if we finish the Chazan and say, Shom Amen Sobi Abi Amen. Or Tashkana said all the time, Amen. Tashkana said, if you finish with the Chazan, so in Shabbat, we say, Amen, finish with the Chazan, end of a series. This may be the end of a series. Some got out of it Shabbat completely by doing what the Mishnah Berurah advocates. So, those who do it, and those who follow the Ramah, many Yeshivas, they follow them and answer, Amen, Kipshutim. All right. Let's go, Simen, Samach. Second Brahma is Abbas Olam, Semitica Sardin, Ashkenazi, Ramah, Abba Rabba. Okay. If you wrote says Shema without a bracha, you yotze Shema. Now you can read the Birchas Krishma, believe it or not, without Krishma. The Chava. How could they cap the Rashi said? The same thing you say Shema without the bracha, say the bracha without the Shema. True, it's not a bracha mitzvah. Nevertheless, the Machaber says it's a good idea. It's a good idea to say the Shema again when you say the bracha. When you say the bracha, why? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Of course, you're afraid you're not yotzei the Shema without the bracha. As a Pella also says, how can you say something going on all that way? Say it not Ma'akev and for holidays. The real reason is, he quotes over here from the Gro, although the bracha is not Ma'akev Shema, Shema not Ma'akev the bracha, nonetheless, it's a good idea. It's a good idea to it's a good idea to make the bracha either to the lamb of his feeling that they're a Torah, that's a broad name of the Yerushalmi, considered to be a Korah of a Torah. The Rav says a different word. The Rav says that Kriya Shema has two dinnings. The Torah's creature of a Torah's tefillah. The creature of a Torah's tefillah should be part of the tefillah's rule of tefillah. Maybe it's similar. But the Nevi, this expression, the Yerushalmi, the lamb of the tefillah, the Torah, is exactly the same as the tefillah's rule of tefillah. Could be some hang on. Anyway, the Seder of Rav is not an Akev, it's the order, it's not so bad. Okay, now got a very general din machaber. Yesh alam the mitzvah aimis is tzrichas kavan. Yesh alam is tzrichas kavan. What says that this is a mitzvah? V'chein alam. The machaber goes 2 days, he passes mitzvah is tzrichas kavan. Is it b'torah zvadai, or is it b'torah suffix? Sega the rice of the chumra. So the machaber goes to Radvaz, that this is the rabbon and ain't tzrichas kavan. Could be some of these are and then it not shows right. So by the rice we say Sveikah L'chumra, and the Rabbanan we say Sveikah L'kula. That could be a pshat, that could be a fundamental distinction between the rice and the Rabbanan, which I can't go into now, but it's more than just you know, of suffering. Now, although the Mechaber passes Shritas Kavana, it's only a suffering. And then they don't make a bracha the second time around. Another thing, Haradim says, when are we want to do it again? We have to be. We're afraid the first time we did it was with Shalom L'Shem Mitzvah. But you say Kriya Shema from a Siddur, you eat matzah, you blow shofar, you take a lulav. Even though you have specific kavana, we all know you have a kavana, especially with a bracha. You don't have to work and play mind games with yourself. What was that kavana? What was that kavana? You should have to say the favorite of a kavana. This is important. The chassidim say, "Hinei mechaber, hinei mechaber, hinei mechaber." No bracha, that's good. This is good. No bracha, you be more careful to make sure you hear the afterburn. We go to mechaber, sim and sama, sif, dalet. Sifei, some of the red shema with not machab the pasuk rishon, the yosef avosa. The rest doesn't matter. What does that mean? Quotation of the Rambam. What are the words? So the Shabura said this kavana is not the same kavana of mitzvah. The special kavana, the zbonin velosim aliba mashu omer. Kavana of the perish amilin. That's only the first part of kavanas all malchus shemayim. Okay, that's the pashas. What's the case of Mishnah? Even the general Kavanah only the Yikuv in the first pasuk. How can that be? This is Shvitas Kavanah. And you just say only the Raisas. First pasuk, only the first pasuk is the Raisa. And some say even the Rabbanah. So some the answer by saying that the remainder of the Shema beyond the first pasuk, the first part of these pasukim, is called Tefillah. It's not called Shema Esrei because it's called it's the Kriya of Torah Tefillah. You don't have to have Kavanah for Mitzvah. You say Ashrei. When you say your Emes V'Yativ. So therefore, here too, as some suggest. Okay, Simon Sam out. Got the Shvat Kavana, the Ema, the Yira, the rest of the Zia. Got to say with this concentration. You got to have a shake. I know that once a rub comes to my shul from time to time, when he says Shema, he literally shakes. I thought it was not coming. Mamish was shaking for a minute. Mamish was kind of the Chavak of Shuta. We Unfortunately, you know, we're playing. But Shulchan Aruch here says no chaven. The aim of the year of Reses is to shake. With a ziyam, not a shavik, a mamish, a sort of man shaking. So we should be zarecha to Rabbi Dreger. You know, the shuls in general, they're through that first pasuk before you can say Shema Yisrael. They're already finished the whole thing, and they're already zooming into Vayim Shemoah. So I mean, at least you can do a yeshiva guy, but you're not going to say tremble when you say it. You really should. At least you should say every word, the first pasuk at least, for great kavanah, and say it out loud, say it. And you do it, many yeshivas do it that way. That's the proper way to do it. Shul should also do it that way. Alright, but you know, it's been in some of the shuls. True, they're just done. It's really a problem. Okay, you have to separate between the various places where the letters come together, as we'll see in a moment. The meaning of adding three words in the 245 of Shema, Hashem Elokeinu Emes, the Chazan, the Kedam, the Yechidus, some have a different meaning, Kelma Lefnema. Some say you have in mind the 15 Vavim, the 90s, the Shameless. It's wild. And it's probably getting to the magic number of 248. Different customs. Again, Kelma Lefnema is only a meaning for the Ramon. He's doing the Yechidus, named 248, instead of the Amen of Bokham Israel, the Abba. That's the meaning which is quoted by the Ramah. But he says, you're not in the Tzibur, you don't say Kamala Chalam, you say Amen. That's the proper meaning, as I mentioned before, against the Chalam. If you don't say Amen, the Ramah says, you do say Amen. The first part you said out loud, the Ora Kavana. So if you're not going to tremble, you say it out loud. Cover your eyes, you shouldn't be able to see anything, because it's disturbing concentration. The ches should say the ches long enough that you should make a kodesh baruch king, the shemayim of the arts. What does it mean, shemayim of the arts? Shemayim of the arts. We get the ches. What does that mean? Some say that the gag on top of the ches is has a hint to Shemayim Ba'aretz. Others say there's Shiva Rekiyim, so the earth, the seven heavens, it's a total of eight, that's the Remes. And the Dalit, should be Marat, and the Dalit, think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu is one, the Dalit Ruchos Sa'olam, right? North, south, east, and west. Lo Yarek Yosef Mishiyazem, but not longer than that. Let's be very careful not to make a shva under the dalet. I hear people say, echad. That's wrong. There's no shva. The dalet is just stopped. There's no nekuda. So that's how do you be mad at the dalet? It's impossible. We can't. Will you all try with me? Echad. You can't do it. What's the real answer, Rosai? Svarim Arad. That's the real answer, as usual. The Svarim Arad. Echad. The Dal had a dog, which was this sound. And when I came to my shul many years ago, there was a finer yid who said the onions and the huts. He didn't say the Dal itself, but it can't accept the Shema. He kept the Shema, he said, Echad. That's all about to be mad the Dal. What can I tell you, Rabbi Sai? The Svarim Arad, this is when that Svarim. It's hard to adopt these customs. Doesn't Adler did it, but most of us don't say the woo, all these kind of things. So we have to disobey a chod without saying duh, without doing nothing too much. I will do the four ruchos after you finish. Right? You have a few microseconds after you finish the dollar to think about the four ruchos. Okay. Fine. You can't say Shema twice because they believe in two gods. I remember one of our Rabban was complaining. MBB had a song, Shema Yisrael. What's the one of the things? Shema Yisrael. Go on. So still singing it? He's just saying Shema Yisrael 15 times in a row. You can't even say it more than once. What's going on over here? There's a problem. So I guess he's only selling to Hashem Elokim, they're not saying we're Hashem's real name. You can argue it's not really the Shema. Nope. Go argue with singers. It's what we should do, that's the question. I don't know. I'm trying to impose it. Alright. I say Hashem Elokim seven times. Seven gods? No, he said every time Hashem goes up another rakia. That's what he says. Okay. After the first pasuk, say Baruch Hashem quietly. Why quietly? The Gemara says, well, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, Jacob Rabbeinu didn't say it. What we do, make up sure. He said quietly. Stop a bit between end of Baruch Hashem and Be'ahavta. And the first pasuk, you should stop a little bit between Yisrael and Hashem. And between Hashem and Elokeinu and the second Hashem. And between Echad and Baruch, you also stop a little bit. Okay, you should always stop a little bit over these situations. Again, I said before, Al Livavecha. Right? Got Al Livavecha. Or Hayom Al Livavecha. Kind of stop between each one. They shouldn't. Well, that is bah. It's bah. Shouldn't like a hey. It's bah. But means to swear that not Chas V'Shalom was taken captive. It's bah. Not Chas V'Shalom. Okay. The man tizkuru shouldn't be tizkuru. Hey man, make some money. You know, last couple of cross. All right. The korah af. Not the korah. What else? B'chol levavcha al levavchem b'chol levavchem. Watch this next now. Esev b'sotcha. Wow. Esev b'sotcha. What's the problem? What's the answer about that? Sfardi. The Sfardi base much closer to a base. It's like a piece of. I don't know. I can't really do it. The swap. Not a verb. You know what I'm talking about? You see it. That sounds just like a base of glue, so you have to make a separation. What else? Avadten, Mehera, Hakona, Psil, again. They're faith, not like ours, it's supposed to be a faith. Eschem, Meheret. There are a few others also. If the arts go sit, had it all lined up, they put a line that we have to stop. Even an Aleph, Limadten, Osam, Uksharten, Osam, because if you say we don't stop, it sounds like Mosam. Samtem, S, Risem, Osam, Ushatem, S, Asisem, S. Should like, okay. You can still get the Zimmer if you worry about this. What? Give me a break. How do I have to do with the creation? I'm still get the Zimmer like this? Even also, if I'm lying, I'm still get the Zimmer. That's what it says, even if you carve a tone of him, it's still Zimmer. How do I have to do with the Zimmer and creation? I can't pass that Shavuot. I say what you should be doing, but okay. Be careful not to mix the yarpeh achazek with yachazek arapeh. That means the bays and the bays. Yes, I'm sorry. You can't make a shvanah in the shvanah, a shvanah into a shvanah. What's the rules? Not a big babadactic. The general rule is that any tenua at the beginning of the letter, of course, is a na. At the end of its syllable, is called a noch. Generally speaking, we have what we call a tenua gedola. I don't know, too much difficult. What's a tenua gedola? A cholam, or a komas gadol, or a tseire. That's a tenua gedola. That's followed by a shva noch. Shva noch. A tnuah ktana, a patach, a segol, and a kamatz kotten is followed by a shva no. Okay? The nasadi eisem, b'sodecha, this not b'sodecha, b'sodecha. It's a kamatz. B'sodecha. Not b'sodecha. People don't even pay any attention to that. Look at the Oscar Siddur, they have a little line on top of a shva no. We should do it all the time. At least the Krishna is supposed to be more medactic. We should try to be medactic on these things as well. What about the oo, the oo sound? So some oos could be nuz, some could be nuz. If you know trump, you know, there's a thing called a little gaya, a little, a little a secondary emphasis on the words, not the main emphasis. Right? Let's see. You have this hadron. The ship's called the Vesefa. The ship's called the Vesefa. Uv left the Chavadera. Uv shach the Chavav Kumach. Yes, you have that. I'm pretty sure. Uv left the Chavav Kumach. Uv Kumach or the Shvanach. That's the same thing to us. Not the same thing. If you look in the truck, you look in a plane, Chumash, you'll see. And then Uv Kumach under the bar is a little secondary emphasis. The main of the Kumach. Uv Kumach is a secondary emphasis. That's called a Gaia. That requires a Shvanach. Afterwards, so sounds like a sphere. It's not. And if you look on the article, I'm pretty sure it's confirmed what I just told you. All right? I think so. Okay. So you have to be careful. I got a backwards. Whatever it is, you look in the center. I say Krishna in the center, but since people say it by heart, let's get it straight. Pull out an article. Oh, we have it over here. Look at this, Baruch Hashem. You have to get out of the city, you can't move. Let's see what it says. We'll open up the Krishna. Here it is on page 37. It says, No, I'm talking really in the. Yeah, 37. Uvin Shakbacha. Uv Lechbacha. Uvin Shakbacha. A little emphasis on the development of Uvin Shakbacha, and it's not existent. By Uv Lechbacha. So, and then Bechule, a whole bunch of other. How many Shvanahs are there? It's not right. Levavacha. Right? And again, it's a cover. If you look at the chart, you'll see there's a little small emphasis under the vase. Oh, another thing. Any Shvanah under a Dogesh Chazak is by definition a Shvanah. Hadivarim. Because you see, Rashi has a Chumash we talk. Hadivarim is really should be. Hey, Dalit. They should live with that way. Hadivarim. So that's why it's always by definition going to be a Shvana. Mitzav Bicha. It's a Shvana. It's kind of a with the Dugish. Bishiv Ticha. Why that? The beginning of a new syllable. Because whenever there's two Shvas in a row, the first is a Shvana. The second is a Shvana. Uvlech Ticha. Again, two Shvas in a row. Uvishach Bicha, two Shvaz in a row. What else do we have? Almost finished. Tishmu, again, two Shvaz in a row. Let's look at Nafshachem, two Shvaz in a row. Arzachem, two Shvaz in a row. Oh, the Siroshacha. It says Shva, no, after it's Nuva Gadol. The Sadacha, as I said before. Hishamaru, it's Nuva Gadol. Come at Gadol. What's next? Nafshachem is two in a row. You know the rule. The left Sacha, two in a row. That's almost finished. The Nasinu, Sinu Gadola, Tizkaru, two in a row. Zel. So that's us. We have to make around the memorize. We have 10 times. I'm going to say 10 as well. And the Klalim are pretty easy to get as well. Okay, you try to be careful about these things in Krishna. The minute to touch the tefillin, when you mention the tefillin, I don't like that minute. It says the minute to quote the Shema of the Trump. But the Ramah says, you know, not a minute. The Medak can say with the truck. So in the schools, they all say out loud with the truck, so they shouldn't skip. It's a great minute. Some shuls even do that. But on the bottom, they finish man, 2 seconds flat. They say with the truck out loud, the Namaj Yotun is in their eyes. It's a Jubal in the Takana. I repeat again, for the shuls, everyone's zooming through in 2 seconds, and the rabbi gets it to say with the truck, you know, like it's a modern thing. It sells. Modernity sells. They think like a modern kind of a thing. It works. I mean, Mizaki Yidman at Mitzvah Krishna Darais is a big mitzvah. My shul is an old fashioned shul. How people say Shema slowly. We don't do it. But I have a big shul that I do it that way. It's a Shabbat and Nizach. Really, I'm serious. It sounds like it's Chadoshis. It is Chadoshis. The Father Yotan the Mitzvah. So it's just it's a good idea. No shuls that people are just zooming through it. Alright. Let's go. Although it's a mitzvah of the Dak Tank, if you're not parable or think tank, it's Yotza. You can say Shema in any language you want, but just forget about that. It's not shy. You gotta say Shema loud enough that you should be audible, your own ears should hear your own voice. Because you have the yotz as long as you're multi-responsive. Now in poskim, does that mean, say it like this? Something is coming out, you say you don't hear it? Or you can just use just random lip. Nothing comes out. It's hard for me to remake all that shit. I'm told about Clovis, which is on Rabbi Yachris. It's very important. I thought you have to say, you have to have something coming out. If you're sick, you can't, and then nothing comes out, so the Chavis is Yotza. What does that mean, Yotza? That's what it means. If in the Yemen, it's better than nothing, the Post will say. Even though you're allowed to be there, better than nothing, the Post will say. You're going to get better, say Shema again later on. Alright. Say Shema. Say Shema walking. Walking, but not the first, part. But the rest of the time, I say walking, riding in the car, everywhere, sitting, not lying down, not right, standing. But you shouldn't have to stand up. That's terrible. That's the mamash, that's the shama. What happened to our top and the shama? You must have survived and tell the tale. The mechaber passed to stand for the first puzzle. The puzzle reached us. The of the mechaber, sit in the sound of Gimel. Sif Gimel. Other sages should wait a little bit longer. If you're in a car, I wouldn't stop the car in the middle of the cross Bronx. So you're always in the cross Greece, you just keep going. Alright. The main kavanah is in the cross Greece. There are no kavanah in Ayot, you already said this before. I'm going to read it again. The universe's ancient was Kavani, agreed over here. Psaka ben Machab. Rambam disagreed with that, but that's the Psaka ben Machab. If you're sleeping in Saint Shema, you're going to wake him up, at least for the prosecution. You're going to be wide awake in the prosecution. After that, if you read it, as I shlok in the Gehei, the Shnamde, you have to sleep. As long as I see you saying the words, good enough. During Shema, you may not make any gestures with your eyes, with your hands, with your mouth. But during the first parsha, after the first parsha, the Shabbos Kaki can't give in. You can't do anything with your hands, work with your hands during the first parsha. Shona. You can't say Shema backwards. You say every word, I can't do it backwards. I tried. How do we go? Ha'oretz, Al, Hashemayim, Kimei, the Grok could do it by heart, backwards and forwards. But I can't, that's it, I can't even do it. Well, we know Shema, we can't do it. So you say backwards in Ayot. But even Sukkim is no good. But the Pasha, in the backwards order, you are Ayot. Not ideal. If you made a mistake, go back to the beginning of the Pasha, unless you know for sure you had it, you read at least the first half. You answer which parasha you ended, you go back to the parasha which is adapt to make sure you stay with the rest of the chumash. They say you'll stop in the two of Sabbaths. You answer the first and the second parasha, go back to the first one. Unless you said the man yibu yameh. That means you must, your subconscious must have indicates you must have finished the second parasha. If it's never happened to you, then you're a big tzaddik. That's what I'm going to say. Alright. Now, Samapay. Stop in the middle of Shema, the Mechaber didn't show that they leave our school to your Yotze. Ramos, if you're not Yotze, if there's, you're stopped for some reason beyond their control. Welcome on the tuna or something like that. You walk up into Shul and they're saying Shema. Now what do you do? So you say the first position with them. You should look at the Kofir, the Kabbalah, so not the Shemaim. Shalom Maraskula, which the post can talk about, is a big problem. Incidentally, we have glossed over, I see in the Shura. What about Dukkanik's word? What about Dukkanik? So the Gra says, Shedi, we bought us one three times, Tati Hiratsu, because it just takes too long. Shalom Maraskula.
That's in the same with the tzibur. Is that also for the first Shema, you know, next to the Kabbalah?
I don't think so. Who's with them at that time? Most people just put on their tefillin or they're running ahead or staying behind. I don't think it's possible. The Kabbalists will say you shouldn't do it then because you want to be Yosef Kish with the right son instead of Abraham. So I don't say it then with Kabbalah. For that reason, the gross is just even the word Shema Yisrael. You should not be Yotze that way. They don't say anything, you're not Yotze for sure. Alright. Fine. What happens if you're in the middle of davening and after Shema? If it's just I'm saying, say Shema. If you're a place where you can't speak, so you say whatever you're saying, make believe you're saying Shema. Cover your eyes. What are you really saying? Happens to be also over. You can hear it. That one's too fast. What are you saying? You're saying, "V'ho'erei name of the son of Sacha," and they're saying Shema. But you're going, "Oi, oi." You fake it out. It's an unfortunate mechaber. You fake it out. So you shouldn't look like you're a kofer in Kabbalah and Al Shema. Not on a regular basis in some shuls. Yes.
Simply, it's like they're saying
Shema
during Muslim
Shabbos. I don't think it's the same. Not about Hashem in the middle of Brachos Kriyat Shema. So the introduction, you can't be masik even in Hebrew.
Hebrew, come on, Hebrew.
Even one word. No, can't do it. So what can you do? You can be Shoel, Ben Aprokim, Bishlom, Adam, Nichbod, Ubei Shishab, Lechol Adam. That's the Mechaber. In the Emsa, then you only show the Shlom Mish Yorim Menuk, or Ovid, or Rabo, Rodo Menuk, or Kofmo, Meshim Shalom Adam Nifo. This is kind of one step. You know, the false except for Shema and Baruch Shem. This is not to forget about. That's your prayer getting killed. That's just as a Mekan. Is our meaning this way? Somewhere it says that we don't do these nowadays. Oh. Take a look at the Mishnah Brura. Sukkot Yud. What's that actually doing? If I have to make it, we don't do it at all. I don't see that anymore. Oh, the Chinuch says, Barina Mishiakala Chavera Klau. You're not master of Chavera. And the Chalal, I mean, it's not the show from people who say it's a Tzila. Chalila Rishol, Lo Ben Aprok, Lo Ben Sukkot Zimu. That's what he says. Only upon a Chadoshis, it comes to Sina. The Chalal, nowadays they're not Makta, so it's really just sort of, shouldn't be done. If you put on Tzitzis and Tzila later on, let's say it was too early in his mind, or you forgot, you didn't have your Tzila earlier, so you put on Ben Aprok and you make a Brok. Mechab. Ramon says no. Make the brother after Dana. That's what Talaf is told. Kaddish, Dushan, Baruchu, Yimim, Masa, Gim, Biyansa, Apostle. Also told. Only say the word Modin. That's a Mechab. The word Modin. One word Modin. Which that can't be. Modin, Manach, Allah. That's what it means. And what does Kaddish mean? Yesh, Merabo, to Omaya, not Yisborach. And the Omein, after Damir, and the Omein. That's it. That's all. Was Kedusha Kodesh and Baruch only, not Yimlo. So not the Kaddish. Was Baruch Hu? Baruch Hashem and Baruch Olam Vod. That's it. These things you should say in the middle of Birchas Krishna. Or Shema for that matter as well. Some say it's two more amens. Kela Kodesh and Shomer Tzvili. It's a funny. Shomer Tzvili. Other than that, that's all. You don't answer. That is Chasa, no? There's no chart this thing. There's enough charts that you may or may not answer at any given time. What if someone is reading Shteng Shema and is called to get an aliyah? Goes out. Some say Mapsik, some say Vena Mapsik. The Mechana Path is Vena Mapsik. The Chana said we pass them at the first day. They call them, no matter where you go up there to get your aliyah. Cover that third. Try to do is to end the parak before you know why you're walking up. Until they should call you. required as a special problem because there's a pagima in the kahuna. Kind of got a time. For sure. Let's say that brought in between first and second, brought up between the second and Shema. Shema Vayoshamoa. Shema Vayome. Fine. Because of year it covered. After the word emes, you don't say the word emes a second time. You don't answer amen to Goal Yisrael, to Hefzik. So to Ramah, you do answer amen. Chaynogim, you imagine this Ramah, but you never heard of this Ramah. I know this whole rule, we answer amen to Goal Yisrael. Unheard of. Sometimes it's enough in the Ramah to say that. So Mishnah Berurah says no. Now the amen is that we don't answer. And we should try to stay along with it.
This is the same machlokes from Mishnah Berurah before that. Krishna saying amen before.
I don't think so. Gula tefila means they have to go, you saw, you don't say anything. Nothing, zero. Tefillin came at that very moment to put them on. You don't make a bro. Don't bother, don't go put on his house. No kaddish, no kedusha, but in gula tefila, nothing. You want to answer kaddish because you wait by Shira Chadasha, and then you answer.
what can we make a hefsek at the end of Kriyat Shema to wait for the Chag?
Seems the Hoya Shema Vayomer, or after the word Emes, maybe, but not between Hashem located on Emes, it can't be masculine.
At the end. If we want to make sure that we say the bracha of God Israel with the Chag, and if we're there before him.
Oh, you want to wait? As you're ahead of him?
Yeah.
You're ahead of him? That's such a rarity. You see, like, you're ahead of the Chabad. It's happening in a really yeshiva. It's happening so slow. You're diving slowly with him. I can't. You're diving ahead to play. You're the Shnayas, and you wait by Shira Chadash. Shouldn't be too long. Shabbat Shalom goes full. Samik Karashma, Samik Lo Karashma. What's it in? You got to say it again. Tashim is fake as the rice of the Chumrah. You make a bracha before and after, even though it's a bracha for the Rabbanan, it goes together with the Shema. If you know you said Shema, you're not sure whether it's in the bracha or not, suffic bracha salah. Samaches, not to say piyutim. You hear what's going on? Don't say piyutim. Ramah, we say piyutim. Most shuls don't say piyutim You know, there are different names for piyutim. You should know that the simach lachas. We call the word yotzus. Technically speaking, yotzus are brachas that are said during Yom Teruah. Piyutim, you know, in your kippah mouth, you'll see the Yom Teruah. And then there are the different. Everyone has a different name. Right? There's Ava or Ava Rava. And there's Zulas. And then there's Zulasecha. Called Zulas. And then this in Shmaz is called Krovos officially. We just name Yosef everything. Yosef is the Shabbos HaGodol. Yosef is that set of Shmonesh. We call all the Yosef because the Shabbos is called Shilas Yosef. It's a big shout out to say these things. Even though the Omega can say the Yosef is during Shmonesh, right? Because it's less of a hefsek than, especially with the Tzibah, it's a bit of a Chazis problem. I'll still try to be careful not to say it during Dribbles Krishma. But there are a few of them which someone made in the Dribbles Krishma, even by us. What are those? Who knows? Typical Siddur, what do you have? You only find very few. Not so. Pesach. Only on Pesach. That's it. The average Siddur will not have any, take the Siddur, Oscar. You won't find any interruptions in the middle of Birchas Krishna shall Shachris. Arvas will never find. Shachris will find only what they call Brach Dodi, only Abosh. Said on Pesach. So, frankly, I'm not a big fan of these things. But my Shul is saying, Minik Yisroel. I'll tell you a brief story. I have plenty of stories there. So, when I came to my Shul, now it's going on, it's going to be, wow. It's going to be now, so believe it or not, it's going to be 27 years since I came to my shul. It's hard to believe, really. Wow. So I came, it was Parshas Bo. Bo, come. I figured, I had a honeymoon. 3 weeks. Bo, Shalach, Yisroel, Ramesh. It's easy being a rabbi, I said. No problem. Came to Shpotim on my first fight. First fight, they're fighting about it. No, judges. I got a spot in Shkolim, my brother says, Shkolim usually. I got up there and says, Dragon, Yoshus. And I got out, Dragon, no Yoshus. What is going on for you? What is happening over here? I don't know what to do myself. So what do you do? Rabbi, what do we do? I get a intelligent answer. What did you do last year? So guess what? We said Yoshus. We didn't say Yoshus. So this is a fight to Shahoya. I'm like, this is not an exaggeration. I was being beaten from pillar to post for 5 weeks. I didn't know what to do with myself. A year later, I got much smarter. You know, I'm going to call the Freer, the Rav before me. Well, he didn't live there, but he was a commuting Rav. I called him up a few weeks before. I said, Rabbi, what was the meaning of the shul? Everyone's in the game. Like, what was the meaning? You're not here anymore. What was the meaning? He said, we said Yoshus. End. Whether I like it, I don't like it, doesn't make a difference. You don't change Minhagim. But unfortunately, that package deal, I found out, came along, Graf Dodi. Which really, you know, that's a much bigger shadow than Graf Dodi. So, but Graf Dodi, don't want to say it, have an Eitzah. What's the Eitzah? So, when you start saying Emes V'yatsiv, you still go very slowly. Go very slowly in Emes V'yatsiv. And when they get to, right before Goli, so they start saying Graf Dodi, Yom V'yavosha, you're still somehow catching up. And that is how we're saying them. This is just a slow down. And this way, there's no short maskula. And just when it got to Goy Yisrael, all of a sudden, you go, oh, so she had won it. Goy Yisrael, boom, you're right there. Lo and behold. And if the only Mishan is there, I'm going to open the Siddur, and no one knows where your Siddur is open to. Who is your Siddur is open to? That's what one can advocate for those who don't want to say it, but don't want to be parched by a Siddur in a public way. Okay, if you want to say it, can say it. I can't say it's wrong. It's a custom for 1,000 years. Still, the grow is very much opposed. The Machab is opposed. But the Rambam opposed a minute. Lo yaftik b'shem d'dor ha'fil b'divrei Torah os la'aftik l'asak os ma'ash ha'tzivu omen p'yutim. That's a no-no the Rambam says. You don't want to say it? Don't say it. Don't say d'divrei Torah. That's not right. Why? So not Tzicha B'Teila, that's talking about Tzicha B'Teila, which is also presumably referring to Shemana Esra, that's a shock. You want to be long eyed, a hero. And that's talk about the Yavi Yavol, the Dabe, Yavol, the Hefzik. Al Ein La'odam Lifrash Atzma Me'atzibur. From Mokash Nagel Omram, Yom Ha'osam Imoyim. And if you don't want to say Imoyim, you got to make sure to do it in an inconspicuous fashion. He's a very famous Mishnah Berurah, which is a general Mishnah Berurah. Very, very famous. Here it says, by the way, that Arizal wouldn't say this fancy piyutim, only with the original one, the Kalir. He wouldn't say Yigdal. But, despite that, it was a chaz and yom. Shuli said everything. Does he have to follow the minigam up? Some say the yudim is a big thing. In general, the hakim shadogu b'sharoshi atfila ein l'shanaskim minig kolach minim mekom. Ashnas the svar, the svar to ashnas. You should not be mishan. All right, you should do what your own minig is. You should keep your personal minig. The Yud Beis Sharam the Shemaim, the Yud Beis Shvatim, the Falshevi, the Shara Minik Levad. And what about Ashkenazim, the Spalim, and Asfardim? So the Yotze is fine, but bottom line is, he doesn't spell that over here. I'm an Ashkenaz guy. I'm in Scottish opinion. I daven be a chidus Ashkenaz, but then just with Kol Ram, such as Kedusha, he says Svar. All right, Samach Tes, Torah Tala Shema. This is what's called, according to many pastors, it's called a Baruch Basra. The question what it means. The Torah Tala Shema, the many Mishnah, you don't have it, and they would say something after the Torah Sashat, such a so what we call a Hechah Kedusha. And some they say only one drop of Baruch Krishna. Wild ideas. We don't have this nowadays. I'm not going to go into it because we don't have it. Someone's blind to say Yom Tov Moros. I don't know if they're right. Who's part of Krishna? Noshim Abadam Apat Mangra? Say, I know the Kabbalah Matan Shammai. At least the first boss. Tana the Potter. But, it's in the Chinuch. A Chosin is technically speaking Potter, but nowadays we don't rely on that. Chosin is Tur. They're Bechinus maybe, but not for Krishma. And the reason is we never have such a big Kabbalah in these days. Someone's also with Sarkei Rabim. It's technically speaking part of creation. If you're busy eating, or you're in the shower, or you're taking a haircut, then the suddenly comes my creation comes. Rambam says you can finish what you're doing and then say Shema. So the rabbi has to stop in the middle. So you can have these things in the middle. This happens really. All the other happens. All right, Simon Ayin Aleph. Remember, Rachmana Lutzlan, some of his mesa buta lefana, but one is potter from Krishna. I'll be potter, but even if he wants to shmai, so she's not allowed to be zayin and cover that mes. Simon Ayin Aleph. If somebody else will take care of it for you, you want to be machmir to the shema. So there are some who say in that kind of case you may be machmir. Shaila. Really better not. What are you potter from? A whole series of things you're potter from. Not only for Shema. All mitzvahs. Potter from Birkas HaNeinim. Some say you should wash your hands without a bracha. Others disagree. The Shabrua said this is a Chevra Kadisha. He gave over the basis of Chevra Kadisha. You're chayv and everything. But we don't follow that. Because we're still busy with other arrangements to be made. What if the Anivas ended after 4 hours of the day? What do you do after that? What the Vagan Avram, the Birkas HaShachar, you don't say? Because the Ikah Chiyah was when? In the morning. You put them in Ikah Zmana, there's no Tashlum. Others say, no, the Ikah Zmana is all day. So the Brahma's law, what was that for? Shalom was Birkas HaTorah, it's all day for sure. Shalom was Sani Goy, Shalom was Sani Avi, Shalom was Sani Isha, it's also all day for sure. Four hours aren't up yet. Again, after 4 hours, you can say Shmon Esri, this is not Brachos Krishma. Something you can say Brachos Krishma. So the Zimri can say. 4 hours aren't up yet, you want to come to Sman Tfila, skip through the Zimri. Like you do when you come in late. Oh. The Kvura and the Efter Chatzos, the Shachar is over. No tashlum for it. Stav mincha. That's only if the person died before alos hashachar. The person died after alos hashachar is buried before shkia, which can happen, even it's hard to happen, it can happen. Then you would say the possibility of tashlum. Second shlum. What happened to the person? Went to the bathroom and he took the Ashiyasa, and then the barrel is open. Is the Ashiyasa now? Oh, yay, the bench now? Pash is not. The law talks about it. Suffix, I'm going to make it for you. Shabbos, there is no animus. We call it, we use the expression animus, so it's a colloquial. No animus, you have to do all the mitzvahs on Shabbos, everything. Yom Tov is a little bit different than Shabbos. We don't bury on Yom Tov, as a rule, it's basically the same as Shabbos. Someone was a shomer for a mace. It's also part of the mitzvahs. If there are two, one is a shomer and one goes to say Shema. You can't say Shema within 4 hours of a mace or in a cemetery. Lower the rush. Iron base. Okay. Those who carry the mita, the person who died, a part of the Shema. Middle of the head, so they should slip out one by one and say Shema. Other looks are not so relevant to us. Ayin Gimel talks about people who are not in the full state of dress. These things are not really that relevant to us. Ayin Dalid is relevant. You have to be matzib and leave all the mena erba. You have to wear a belt. Yeah, wearing underwear which has elastic. That's enough. Don't need a belt. So where the garment will come from? Venus Chassidus with a capital S. Chassidim. Work out? Yeah. I thought it was Chassidim. Why? I thought the garment had a different than Gans. I got a garment. Because in person Davin Shmon Esrei, you have to be the kind of what we call Hikom. Hikom the cross of the Kevin Yisrael. You have to do something. Something you have to do to denote that there's something special about Shmon Esrei. What? Both Tefillah. Put on a garment for to make a brother from the garment. Others say, no, Shmon Esrei is Hikom. Shmon Esrei is Hikom. What do you do if you don't wear a gavel? What do you do different when you're a talus? Okay, that's okay. What if you don't wear a talus? It could be something. Put on tefillin. That's a psahikon actually. Tefillin's enough. What about minimum? Mar, if you don't wear tefillin. What do you do? You gotta do something. Just walk in the daven like this. You have to do some kind of hikon. What do you say? Wash your hands, okay, maybe that's okay. What if you don't wash your hands? And the chalal, he could maybe something related to dress, not just washing your hands. So that's what the garment came in. Let's see. The garment put on the Mishnah Berurah. I'm not arguing with that. I happen to agree. The involved in the Midas Chassidus, the Hikom. It's a tefillah, right? That makes more sense. What do you do, everybody? Say, what do you do? You gotta do something. Oh, put on a jacket. Now we're talking. Put on a jacket. If you're not wearing a jacket, he walks around in a shirt, puts on a jacket for davening. That's Hikom. That's his garment. If you ever call your jacket a garment, don't get insulted. Your garble is a jacket. It's doing something. What if you're wearing a jacket already? You wear a jacket. Now what do you do? So you button the jacket. Oh. You button the jacket. That's Sahikam. What if you're ready? We're all talking about a button jacket. And put on a hat. And something. Something you gotta do to prepare yourself in your dress for St. Shmuel. That's a sporting cost.
Thank you, sure.
Oh, you're schlump. You know what I want to open that Akiva? But I did, it's my thing. They rolled up the sleeves, it's my thing. They rolled up the sleeves. Long sleeve. Approach Rav Moshe and they rolled up the sleeves. Okay, that's considered the opposite. I'm not great. That's the idea. So whatever it is, you should do something different in your dress and pay yourself for down. I look forward to you roll down the sleeves. It's also a different great. Whatever it may be.
The Chazan in Tefillah says,
Oh, Hikam, here it is. Of course, the Machaber that got up as Hikam. What's the name of that?
Sadiyai.
Next semester, I have found the Mishnah Brewer and Bats. Alright. It's harder to get a Maisa, but everybody wears undergarments with elastic. You know what's the Maisa? What's in the hospital, some of that? Some of that robe, I don't know what it's rarely case, there's rare case where a person's in that kind of a matzah, but most of it's not okay. Okay, now we have the last and final simon, which is the hardest of all. Simon Ayin Hay. Well, Simon Ayin Hay is a very serious man. Machaber says, Tefach Magula Beisha Mavakash Dakal Hasoso, Afilu Ishto, also Likras Krishna Kenegda. Whoa. You can't say Shema. And the Mishnah Brewer says doesn't only mean Shema. It's not that for Shema. It applies to all other brachas as well. This can happen to your benching, for example. You're in some kind of a public place. Luckily, down in Shema and Shuls. In Shuls, I guess, especially if you go to Shul, we're the only men. You're all right. But but if you go to a wedding and you're benching, you have all kinds of problems with this. All major problems. What's the reason for all this? The Machaber Mishnah Brewer said it was close hearer and the chalal, the din of the Leirachar Vazdava. Serious problems. How do you get out of it? Simple, he says. Turn around. Even closing your eyes won't work. You gotta turn around. Wow. Once at a wedding, sitting with another Kosher Barov, we were at a table, the back was the wall, and the front was hundreds of people, men and women. It was a summer wedding, and people were really not wearing dresses. What are you doing with Rabbi? It was a big tzaddik. Took his chair, on like this. The bench like this. Back went to the whole island, and he's benching to the wall. Not the tzaddik at all. He followed what it says in the Mishnah Brewer. Okay, clothing wise going out. What do I do? And then the next best thing to close, I close my but they did better than that. I have my glasses, I can see almost nothing. So there's certain advantages now, there's very few advantages. It's so short sighted, you have a problem in this nature. Take off your glasses, you can hardly make it, you can't see what's going on. You can't.
What do you do
for the Shpacha? Take off your glasses on the Shpacha?
You don't care.
You don't have glasses, never. Never, that's perfect eyesight. 20/20, never. Most took me to 20/20.
You're turning around.
That's why I want to spend some time in the sim. I told you, the hardest until now has been easy. Have any questions until now? Until now, I've been. Yeah.
Why think of
the end of closing your eyes, the post can say, is because you can just open it in any second and see. But here, I put my glasses on, but my glasses have a different price. Whatever, it's a little bit better. Is it much better? You're right, it's not. It's a big problem.
On a plane? Face the right direction or not face the window?
Well, I would not say jump out of the plane to the bench. That would not be good. It's a big problem. You have to follow planes, there are not many problems. Alright. Now hold on a second. The Mishnah Brewer himself is a little bit of a maker. Why? Because the Machaber Pasim in Siv Vav, is a literally a naked woman. Mamish, right in front of you. You close your eyes, it's good enough. You didn't see? So although the Rosh Poskim can argue on that Machaber, we don't rely on the Machaber at all, that's a mamish, a woman is naked. But the Mishnah Brewer says, that she actually been in Acher, it's just one of them. It's impossible otherwise. you're allowed to rely on your eyes closed. So I guess, is it possible to turn your back on your whatever it may be? I won't end fill in the blank. Cantilly, I don't know whatever it is. Yeah. It's impossible. You got pets, you got bizyonis. So you have to be an, you close your eyes. Tremendous kavana. You bench with such kavana. Well, you turn the side a little bit, you know. Cantilly is right there. You can just. Goodbye. A little bit of the side. What if Aunt Rose is over there? Look at any uncles, Ellie. Find a way how to. So now, here's a big bombshell of Mishnah Berurah. Two bombshells. The first is, once a girl turns 3 years old, it's old. It's awesome, Mishnah Berurah. 3 years old, and she wears her sleeveless for 3 years old, forget it. This is by my father Shtibel many years ago. Some guy brought a 3 year old girl in the summer wearing a sleeveless. Come on, it's summertime. She starts to say, Arois. And where should be alone? So people, that's what they need to have in his tricks. Have in his says, this is your own father, this is your alone. 3 year old, come on. So what are they fighting about? Love this. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it's a lovely thing of Erevah. Any woman who's 3 years old, real Aviyah, she's sleepless, finished, ends. That's that of an Erevah. The Chazanish says, come on, it's a thing of Hirur. There's no Hirur by a 3 year old. Seems to be the lovelies. Let's see if there's consistency in that. Not the fun, it's a serious sin. This you should know by heart. How do you, because you have to suddenly handle this, really, you can't go back to, you know. So you have to know on the fly, you can't go back and look it up. You're stuck in a situation. Baruch Hashem, the Mishnah Berurah says it's okay for a woman to leave her hand exposed. She may not wear gloves. Her face, she may not wear a mask. How much can you leave open? And also you can leave your feet, passes her regular, also but how high does that go? Says the Mishnah Berurah, this shot heard around the world. Arashok. What does that mean? It's in brackets. We put it in brackets. Someone's trying to take it out of here, probably. Huad Melko Rebecca. Kni. Belosh and Ashkenaz. Kuf Nun Yud Aleph. Knee. If that's the meaning to do it, then it's okay. But what if the minigas, they go with miniskirts? And they go with sleeveless? Even if that's the minigas roll, even if it's the mini bachlal, doesn't matter. Also, anyway. Now, Joy State, Mishnah Berurah. It all got, everything is a chumrah. Except, Mishnah Berurah has a cool air which is so unbelievable, and that is, he says, the shok is the thaw. All evidence points to the contrary, and the shok is due to the calf. Sorry, break it to you. All evidence points to the contrary that the shok is the calf. Evidence from Tosfos and evidence from Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Chalitza, and they take the Chalitza shoe off the shok. Unless you think it's some kind of a of some yeshivish or haredish or chumrah, look in the Das Mikra. Das Mikra, that is some modernish sefer. Look at the Das Mikra and Sefer Shoftim. That's fair. The Shok in Tanakh is a care. The foolish. What's this called? The Yoret. Shok al Yoret. Look over there in Shoftim. So a verse I am. Ah! So they wear stockings. First of all, they don't wear stockings. The second stockings are see-through. They used to wear blacks. Tights, okay. That's why Meir Sharif, they always wear either the dress down to the ankle, or if not that, they wear black or thick stockings with a seam that show that's not the real skin. And so, what are you doing, Riverdale? I won't mention your neighborhood. What are you doing, Riverdale, where it's not this way? I'll tell you my own Kiddush, which is a Kiddush God of old. I think the Mishnah Berurah, the Aniyah Zaydi, I'm sorry, what can I do? It's one thing to say, I have to give my sheet, you give the Mishnah Berurah sheet, the text of the Mishnah Berurah sheet. So I wanted to say either the Mishnah on both counts, Bein Lekul or Bein Lechum. Number one, he says that the calf is mutter, it's not considered shok, it can be makrin. It's considered to be shok. But number two, the Mishnah says that you're osev, a shok, a filu, begila, lelech, begula, kadeh, makrush, is aser, that's not salmukhra. Who said so? Maybe, although it says in the Gemara, shok beisha erba. Sarateva says shok. And the Mishnah Berurah presumably that the shok is mentioned separately in teachers, also even if the meaning is that way. I give you a different reason why it's a shok. There's many other reasons why. And if everyone is keeping the shok or part of the shok exposed, maybe it's mutter. One of the Mishnah Berurah's riot that it's also says, Eliyahu Mishael Rokeya, what's not so clear? Chayodim, yes. Ksuba Zayin Bey, Das Yehudis, true. Before Shri Gemara, Mishnah. What's Das Yudis? You're all Sam Magulim. So it's all Shalva the same. So Sleeves is the Das Yudis. I can see the point. It's also to go, not only Sleeves, my dear Daniel, but it goes until here with a dress. Sleeves Leah probably also again Das Yudis. I believe that Zerol is here. Shok is the calf, and Zerol is the forearm. Pretty sure it's all together. So I thought, what? The radical Kiddush I had. If you look at Rashi, and Das Yudis is Subis, and Das Yudis means Minin Shinogu Benos Yisroel. No. If that's the case, may it be radical enough to say, it can change from generation to generation, from place to place. So in this Meir Shorim Taka, it's Das Yudis to go to the ankle. And in Riverdale, I'll advise you to go to the knee.
Yeah. Where the women start their evening.
I mean, what is the minimum?
Right.
There has to be some minimum. What is the Buddhist column? The Buddhist column here, of course. That means that obviously the Mokum Erba is not good, no matter how you win that, that's short. So I thought we could say as follows. The body itself, or the torso, the body itself, that's too much. That is to become. It's the extremities, right, the arms and the legs, that are Laniya's dieting all included in Zerol Shok, top to bottom. And therefore, the Iker Adin, if you follow the Mishnah Berurah, it has to be covered at all, no matter what, should have to cover from top to bottom. Long sleeves and cover to the ankle, if you want to follow that. If you hold differently, so it can change. If you look carefully, this in the Dibre Chamudis, on the Sefer Brachos, on the Dam, Brachos Chom Dalim, he says it can change. You should hear it though, everyone's people are used to it. So how far do you go? But his tight knee, even if it goes higher than the ankle, which maybe even above the elbow, is going to be made. First of all, the post said tefillin, be sure. If I have a tefillin above the elbow,
why the
elbow? Maybe the knee, that was meaningless, right? Or the knee, if you have a tefillin above the knee. What about the knee itself? What the knee itself, Rebosa? If you go like the other post, like the Mishnah Berurah, the knee. Ad Abba Benikar Kni. But the knee itself be covered? Is that also part of Shok or not? What do you say? Assuming, which I think is incorrect, that the Shok is the thigh. Is the knee part of the thigh or the knee part of the calf?
But
the
Caesar,
Sarah Cooper,
something separate.
You're right, Caesar. The Pasuk of Chumash. What's the Pasuk? Allah Abir Kain and Allah Shok Kain. The Berah is not part of the Shok. So, where is the Shok? It's either above the Berah, as the Mishnah Berurah learns, or below the Berah, as the Chazanish tries to learn. Kitzet, though, one of those. So, there is some ground to be somewhat lenient according to the Kibbe Chabudis, but the Berah Shmuel is stark makhbe, he's not there. He's in Yom.
Also, is the one that's just if you see that, and you want to say that they introduce it.
That's what we're discussing, right?
It's not the same as how women's allowed.
I don't know about that. On Nia's diet, it's the Iker Adin. A woman may not expose something that is also for a man to see. So, if in a particular town, men are only seeing, I'm a serious Shiloh. Can a woman who dresses like an American, from a woman from America, walk into Mayor Sharon? Bas Yisrael! come on, I'm not kidding. They want to hold a shtaka. Why do they have to trample on their dalams? You want to go shopping in the Chov Meir Sharka? So dress like a Meir Sharka. No one does that. I mean, you're the American, the Frum Bes Yaakov girls. They go and dress Frum Bes Yaakov, but not. I think they don't wear black tights when they go down to the ankle. What did it mean? Sharon Pinnick has made a small print. Because it says this line. I haven't read a small print of yet. What does it say? It says, Mishka Basis Roll. I don't know if you have to read a small print. I don't know. All right. This is the Mechal of the Mishka Baruch. Now, let's go on. Ramo. V'yesh amin adab ki ishto. Ava v'isha aferes afil tofas me ish bitefa achavi erva. That's how you learn to chat in the word show. So it was a code word for Isha Akeres. The Teva would be prohibited. And some say that, no, Shok is not just Isha Akeres and Ishto, but Shok is different than any other part. All the parts you have a Teva, but Shok you don't have a Teva. Welcome here, Yotsumi Ashak Mishari Bar, which the Gross Law says so. All this is the Kriyashma. Alvin, the Mechavein, Listakel, Leheonos. Look at a pinky, you're over the lab. A pinky. Which lab? So Mr. Brewer has a chum in the floor. Again, this is packed, this Mr. Brewer. Losasu achre nekem. That's not a chidish noir, this Mr. Brewer. The merchant is like here. The merchant says, when you have losasu achre nekem, if you're eyeing a woman, you want to have beer with her. I once heard a story, unbelievably. Yeshiva guy, the chman with slang, went to a Beis Zoinus. I didn't hear from them. There's an ex who told me he's speaking about making Balad Shuba to Shiva guys. They went to a Beis Zoinus, he told me on my set. And apparently, I don't know what Beis Zoinus are like. There were five Shiva Bachar, there were five Zoinus. And they said, okay, everyone pick, they all pick the same one. One of the time. They were always over the loss of Suva Kanel, you know, they all had the same taste. And they all picked the same one. So I'm Meister Neuro. Meister Neuro of Oyu. Shows the Yetzirah of Shtar. So that rear, that sizing up of this zayna was an isa daraisa of the suva kreinim. It's not which is a compassus. But if I looks at the pinky of a girl, she has a nice pinky. Or even looks at her face, a pretty face, quote unquote. He has no intention. Chas b'shalom, you're a tzaddik. You're a tzaddik. You know, he's eating yin tzaddikim every 8 hours. Not to do a nice tzaddik. Chas b'shalom, well, yalla, that guy's a tzaddik. But he looks at a pretty face. He has kavana to enjoy the pretty face. But Moshe is not over on Surah Chonek. Chol either. Once you're over on, for the Shemar to be called Dovara, for the Yistak of the Yom, for the Tum of the Laila, that's the Sukkot of the Torah, and Sukkot is not the Dovara. Bring that Kamina. Bring that Kamina, says Rav Moshe. That Kamina is one to Arba Yavar. The Surah Chonek is Arba Yavar, because right about it, there were the Gilei Arayis. Whereas, this is the Shemar, not the Arba Yavar. Second after Kamina. For women, can a woman look at a man? Hey, this guy is a good looking guy. Ooh, wow. She like to look at him? Depends for what? She wants to be mezana with him, chas v'shol. So just as the dwarf is good looks, no, not shy of zelim or taller by a woman, so be mutter. So the Gemara's have to drop a smash down his mutter. It was yosio shol shol. Famous Gemara, like in the past the promise. The fact that the Sadma Rebbe and the right wingers. You think he has no right witness? Some have a passage against Rav Moshe that a mechitza, you have to be, men can't see the women. Rav Moshe, the famous shiva, the mechitza, they shouldn't talk to each other, they're allowed to see each other, it would be so high, you know what I'm talking about, it would be glass. Some said, no. You have to be, you see, men can't see the women. If the women see the men, that's okay. Closing the Mount Brochus by show. So one of the right wingers of Satna said, Rebbe, you're an Apocurus, you're a Michael, you know. Why? In the Yalkut Shimoni, in Shmuel, it says, Hatsisa benos soka zonis. So women can't even look at men, so they should be able to see that from the balcony. You have to make up some mechitza that they should. One way glass no good according to this other rock. So the Rebbe said, we don't pass like the Yalkut Shimoni, you have Shaz Babli, boom! The Rebbe knew how to take care of it, this right way. Some of you are all wrong, come on. Took an altar apostle. Interesting. You look at a woman's finger like this, not found at all, the feet too much was mutter. The Lord is not a busa. So how do you look at you have a professor in college, I don't know. Most has no shayla. Most of them no shayla. They mock for this achievement, they're not mock for that, so no shaylas of the scavenger, they're honest for yoga, there's not much no shayla shayla. Most of them. What do you do with that? I'm old, you know. What do you do? What do you do? So you try to take notes all the time. Say, I said you were Sue's, fix up. And you get the ball on, you say, yeah, blah, 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 look at it. Different people have different things. Chassidish Rebbes never look at women. They just don't look at women. So they're afraid, they look at a woman. They'll be this Chassidish Rebbes, this Chassidish Rebbes, this Chassidish Rebbes, Rosh Hashivas, you actually lit Mishnah, then you should look at women. The Mishnah should be allowed to look at women, but you should not look for too long of a time, because it may bring you to a Kavanah Lehanas man. It's not Lach HaLamayah. By the way, if you're on a date, not only is it Mutter, but it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyah to look at the girl. If you meant to go on a date, I heard Kavanah Halah, I'm not kidding around. And Eric saw that in the following minute. The first date, they don't look at each other. Well, he doesn't look at her, he sits on this. They talk, and he said, she's there, your mouth is with her, what the longest? Come on, what's your first date? You can knock out the most girls you knock out after one day, so why should you have the image of so many beautiful girls in your mind for so life? He goes, look, the date works out, oh, the second date, they sit opposite the table. The first date, they sit at the same part of the table, and he doesn't look. And she can look at him because of this, but he can't look at her. Ad kedei kach. Ad kedei kach. I don't recommend it, but that's you guys. She won't come back. You have to be a little careful, but if it's a serious matter, it's no joke. It's no joke. It's always very stark. All right. Now, but what about a place which is normally covered? Prima Gadol says, even Riya Ba'alma doesn't. If you can look at a face, alright, a hand. So that's Kavanah Le'Amos. But what about the part that's usually covered, supposed to be covered? Even a real Almas. How do you walk on the streets in the city of New York in the summertime? So everything goes. Everything goes. How do you walk? It's mummish. Disaster. The answer is don't go. Try to stay away from the city if you're gonna avoid it. Don't go. Everywhere else too. Try to go to old boys camp or something like that. Stop a job where? It's not a problem. Re-evaluate is also recess. You do the best you can. There's even a wapah from which we don't accept that a woman can't even say Shema again to another woman who's undressed. A shver, consciously we hold against that. Why? Because she says, again, what's the lovers of the Rosh? The Rosh holds that they're an Erev. The woman's mamish naked. The pastor saying even though the woman shouldn't. Say, she's not naked, she's a tefach kabul. She's going to get to be naked. Alright. We only finished on Masif Aleph. It's a very important simon, I thought. This is very, very important. Alright, now I have Sif Beis. This is the real one. Seir shal isha shedarka lechasoso osa likros kenei lachil levishta. You can't eshmai with your own wife. She's allowed to uncover her hair in the house. She grew up a fumble, the fafila, blah, 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 blah. But if you're there, she can uncover her hair in the house. No one else is there but you. But you can't say Shema. You can't say benching. Unless you turn around. Not her upright to cover the head. You're upright. Turn around. What about the Sulos, Shadak, Lelan, Purus Rosh? But single girl may leave her hair uncovered, does not constitute a halakhic problem. Said the Mishnah the following. Fiery words. Vida. This is called Yud. Tafilu and derach ishizu v'chaber oseav also nogom. Derech v'gili arosh v'shuk k'derach ha'pruzos also. K'vol in gilu ishtoka v'osu v'chol gav. Remember, the Mishmur he adds the back in Sifkotin what? Sifkotin base a shok and all air, no matter if that's the custom, same thing applies to the hair. Same 1 minute, please. The same thing applies to the hair. That's what he says. Now. How do we manage this one? The world famous Aruch HaShulchan. World famous Shem HaFeim. Aruch HaShulchan says that the same were rabid. Nowadays, that the women in Litva all went with the hair uncovered, and in many neighborhoods that were in New York are still in Litva, and the neighborhoods, You want to know where they are uncovered, so it's not an attraction anymore. You're used to it, and you can you're permitted to say the Shema or bench. She's not covering her head. Rav Moshe the Tshuva, the Rav Moshe is right. Even though when it comes to Shok Vizroa, he says they have to be Machmir. When it comes to Seir, you can be Megal like the Rav Moshe. Azoy Shteit in Tshuva Stigma Moshe. My own contrary tendency springs up again. I want to suggest exactly the opposite of Rav Moshe. Can I do? Tori of Dilman Yisov. I already told you earlier that I thought when it comes to Zeroa and Shok, there's grounds to assume that the different Hamudas, so you know, Piru. And Piru, so if everyone's going that way, so you're used to, up to a point. At the end, how far do you go? What, like, you know, someone says what's pornography. I know when I see it. Yep, that's like some Supreme Court does it. That. Supreme Court now, so I don't know, she's saying either, I don't say it. Okay, but yeah. So you know when you see it. So it's unusually positive, whatever it is. Good. So here, if it's not unusually, just smite some of your have a go. Say you see in the community, everyone's working with sleeves up to here, and it doesn't mean anything to you. So I thought it's ground to be made. Based on Jimmy Chabudis and other posts. But Moshe asked it. When it comes to the hair, I hold proof for care. Why? Is hair cause hero? Yes or no? Couldn't be. Because if hair caused hero, why? I have to fight up Sula too. So what's like a pshat in the Tzeh B'Yish Erev? It's opposite of all other rights. Erev Amam, Meshav Tevav B'Yish Erev, because that's such an attraction to men, you know how men are created. They're attracted to things by even the Tevav, because we're overbuilding us. Shouldn't be, don't clap our heads. If you're not attracted, it means you're sick. I imagine Elio Lapian. He gave a whole speech against mixed bathing, which used to exist in certain communities on the beach in the old years. So the guy went with him and said, Rebbe, I don't know, I go with my family to the beach in Tel Aviv, I don't feel anything. So he said, quit it! Call a doctor, this boy is sick. That's a nice one. So it's normal male nature that there's a certain thing they're attracted. You shouldn't stop al chet, but just try to contend with it the best possible halakhic fashion. But the hair, if the hair was an attraction, then there was a single shalot that would cover her hair. So why must you cover it? The opposite, I think, of all of the Arabs. All of the Arabs, because it's an attraction, how long do you have to cover it? Okay, the attraction makes it an Araba, but it's an Araba, you have to cover it. Here it's fakir. Because you have to cover it, Chazal called it an error. So say, well, why have to cover it? The answer is the Torah said so. That's why. Ufar at Rosh Hashanah, is a din d'oraisa. You have to cover the hair. You'll ask why? I'll ask, I'm not going to tell you why. So that's Shin and Tam of the Crow. You want to my time anyway? I'll give you my time anyway. I have a time based on the Maisa Shahoya. Maisa Shahoya Kapoya. It was a Maisa in Manhattan. A very famous family was making shidduchim for all the singles. It's hard, you know, all the singles. They made a mixer. So they had 50 young men, 50 young women, and they milled around and they had a few chaperones. So once again, in a much different context, the young men had good taste and they started talking to the chaperones, who were socially superior, they already married, and everything. They said, whoa, wait a minute, I'm married. They couldn't tell the difference. So they made a takon the next time. You come to the door, if you're single, you take on the lapel one apple. If you're married, you have 2 apples. Nice to show you. The Torah was smaller than the west side. And the Torah says she should cover her hair, so everyone should know at a glance that she's married to Marnum. Yeah. So shekels are okay, before Shiramo. Say a knock with some people back on the Kassos is okay, but some of these human hair stuff, I don't like it. I know I can't be asked if it's called Tokah, but I don't like it. If you can't tell if it's a hair, if it's her hair or not, it defeats the whole purpose on the entirety of the covering of the hair to begin with. So Rabbo Sai, because the shameless of the Rabbo Sai, believe me. So now, Lania's Daiti, it's backwards, because the Torah is behind you to cover your hair. So then the result of that, the Rabbo Sai says, say a Bisha Erev, but there can be three opportunities. Three. On the level of the Raisa, the Chiyuv to cover is limited to number one, a woman who's presently married, number two, in the Shuk. It's in the house, people know who she is. It's her house, so people know. It's in the market, no one knows. And number three, Rav Posner here, Rav Moshe included, she covers the majority of her head, it's good enough. Pillbox, it's good enough. You see, she's married. But the Rabbani have three covers. Number one, it applies to a woman who was married. She was not Yehudis. But Moshe is making the Shaduchim, and maybe it wouldn't know it that way. Parnosa maybe. Number two, it applies to all Yehudim. Only about a Tefah. Again, because they gave it a status of Erev. They weren't sure which was which, or Moshe was saying, only if they have a Tefah or a Tefah. And number three, it applied even in the house. Not only in the Shaduchim. In the house when someone else is there, or in the backyard, or the house, and other people inside your husband, or your father, your brother, your son, that's okay. But it's not for blood relatives, it would be prohibited. But that's still the chumas with the rabban. If I'm right, your both side, Sabish, Arab is a problem unrelated to hero. See, there are Hashemites that have the Shver. No, you never want any hero. It doesn't for a different reason. So I'm not a big fan of the Hashemites. What can I do? I'm exactly the opposite of my Moshe. I'm an opposite of Mishnah Brura, I'm opposite of Rabbi, I'm opposite of Zubos Ifelis. What can I do? I'm just telling you my word, my shit doesn't matter. But at the beginning, I've read what the Mishnah Brura says. Okay, so once we're learning it, I can't say what I think, otherwise, it would be a problem. That's why it comes to here, to me, it's a bigger problem, it's a major problem. I don't know what to do. You take off your glasses again, you close your eyes, you can be signed up with syrup, and these kinds of things. That's what you should do. All right. I'm really don't have that much more time to go. The next biggie. Yesh Yisar Mishmias Kol Zemer Isha Vishas Krishna. Yeah. Just finish up what he said. You can't connect an Arab with us even if it's a goy, even a cotton, little baby cotton is okay. By a bris mila, make a bracha for me. Erev Ashashis is us, it's glass, it's us. Did you see right through? It's either a real cup. But now, just finish up with coal. From our afil of ishto, I will call a ragalbo and an erev. Let's call a ragalbo, the Mishnah Brura, let's call a ragalbo, it's a speaking voice. A speaking voice is okay. The Tashis in the Gemara Kiddushin is even by a speaking voice, it's quite published ever. Depends how. Shela Shalom. I've seen this. Boy says, hello. So the girl says,
hello.
It sticks it out so long, it says, come on. That's what that's called Polish Arabic. It's not a musical voice. Alright, that's how the Mishnah Brura understands. Alright. Comes the Mishnah Brura and says, what's that Misha feel of Panuya? Have a shalomish as Kriyash Mashari. Akhlayakavin the honest mizer. Nichlayabla de hero. So if it comes to Kalisha, it's a problem of hero. But if you're not if you want a hero, it's not considered an error after the Panuya. That's why she's not a Nida. A Nida should be really considered to be an error. So what do you see from the Mishnah Brura? What's the reason for Kalisha Erva? Is again, like the Gemara goes to Suah for Yenechem, it could lead to Zuz. So the Gemara says that from Megillah, Kol can also, for your voice, can also lead to Zuz. So the Yisr is Mishum Zuz. That's why, if it's Kakashal leads to Zuz, so we need some Kare, such as Nida, you can't hear her voice. So let's say she's, she's 11 years old, and she's a pretty voice. Chassid Shalom, you hear about the crazy stories saying in the radio, the papers. The guy can do Mizan with an 11-year-old. That's one of them, it's not. So it's terrible. It's a piece of government. It's not Taurus. So if it's not Taurus, they never have to call. So she's up to 11 years old. I'm pretty sure she hasn't seen a period yet. So Kali should move. That's what I should show about girls singing before the age of 11. And Mikro didn't move. There are Machmirim. What's a Machmirim role? He's a hero. He's a hero. No difference, 11-year-old. Not give me on his ID. Tape recorders, record players. Can you hear that there's a mutter or also? On his ID, it's mutter. It would be the name of hero. That'd be hard to be mutter. But from proving the fact that Mishnah Brura is mutter, Kol Zemer, Isha, Pnuya, Tahora, the parents is what about Znus? Even the sound of the tape recorders. I mean, so it should be mutter. I guess you're right. Because it's a tape recorder of a voice that a woman is familiar with. You can hear a voice from somebody who's not with her, it's about an Issa Gomer. That's where the Mechino of the opera comes from. Yeah, it's in the voice of the opera. Music, where they come from, it's That anal, the fat lady sings. That fat lady comes out. The fat lady. Fat lady doesn't want you. You want the fat lady. And they hold. There's no shashdus. That, you know, people have sound with fat ladies too. It's hard to make the chalukim over here. That's why we have to be mapped with the shashdus. It's not as chus. And those who had certain studies, lahakil, over the years. That's the din of Kolis. With this, I conclude that our time is up. I always wish you all hatzlacha on the Mishnah Berurah examination. Those in my shiur, I'm going to go get this exam. We're going to back into this.